Sicher? Good evening and welcome to the Oceana Community Services District Board of Directors meeting for March 28th, 2007. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
President Hill.
Here.
Vice President Bookout.
Here.
Director Dahl.
Here.
Director Dean.
Here.
Director Mann.
Here.
Please join me in the flag salute. Ready? Salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item number three is public comment. Any member of the public may address the board on any item of interest within the jurisdiction of the board. The board will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the board cannot act on items that are not on the agenda. Anyone like to address the board at this time? Okay, hearing none brings us to item number four, board member items for discussion. Start with Vern.
No, I have nothing.
Barbara?
I'll wait till at the last section.
Okay. Pamela?
Yes, I did. I wanted to talk about the cleanup week that's coming up April 23rd to 27th. I wanted to give everybody plenty of time to be able to get their trash and rubbish out to the street. And remember that they will not collect hazardous materials. Any big items like TVs, couches, anything that it takes two people to move, those are $10 a piece, and you have to call the office to get the okay to pick them up, and be sure to do that. Last year we had all kinds of appliances hanging around out there for months, it seemed afterwards, and I don't want that happening this year. They will pick up 12 trash barrels full of stuff. It is was in your trash bill, and we will have these available here at the office, and we'll post them around the community. But please remember, April 23rd to 27th, that's the cleanup week, and this is something we should all take advantage of. I know I can do it, too. Thanks.
Pamela, you said call the office. Did you mean call the garbage office, did you not?
The garbage office, their number is 489-4246. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Very good. Bill?
Well, I'd like to welcome Arnie. Thank you for being here. And good day and good beginning here in Oceano.
I would also like to welcome our interim general manager, Arnie Dowdy, and we have a cake in the back for anybody who stops in. Welcome. Very pleased to have you.
Thank you very much. It's very nice to be here, and we've got a nice spring coming up. We'll get some cleanup stuff done, and we're just going to have a good time here for the next couple of months and try to get things to where we have a final good general manager for you to work with a long time.
Good. We appreciate it. Okay, I have a couple comments I'll reserve for later also. That brings us to item number five, review and approval of the minutes. There's two tonight. First is the minutes of February 28th, 2007, and then the minutes of March 14th. I was not here for March 14th.
Do you think maybe we could table these minutes?
We could.
I think that might be a good idea. I didn't have any in my packet, did you?
No. Actually,
no. There's none.
No, I did not.
No, we don't.
Due to staff's
overload,
overburden, overworking, if we could table those, I would think it would be a good idea.
Well advised. So we'll table the minutes. Also, I believe we'll table number six. Is that correct, Gina?
Yes.
Okay, number six will be tabled to next meeting.
We'll work to get those all caught up for you so we're current up to date. Mm-hmm.
I know it's been kind of a major rush there of late, so we appreciate everybody's efforts. Item 7 is closed session. We have none tonight. Item 8, A, is fire items. The first is the 2007 fireworks program. This is consideration of the general manager's recommendation to direct staff to provide each of the organizations designated as permittees defined under OCSD Resolution 2001-6 with application forms for participation in the fireworks program for 2007 to establish the administration and processing fee at $385 and to request a statement from the participants regarding the funds raised through their sale of fireworks and the benefit to the community. So with that, want to look into the staff report. Is there any comments or questions on that?
I'll just give you a brief summary if I could.
Please do.
Chair, President Hill, this particular report outlines your history of what's gone on in the past years in terms of the organizations that have applied, and basically breaks it down to this year that the recommendation before your board is that there are five agencies, the CHP, the Elks, the Oceano Firefighters Association, the Eagles Ladies Auxiliary, and the Church of God Prophecy, who would be in the application process this year with a filing fee of $385 payable at the time. And we also ask that they show in their application where they're going to use the proceeds. Mm-hmm. And it's standard as in past years.
Last year, the Eagles, the Ladies Auxiliary had a booth, and the Eagles as a whole had a booth. Are they not doing that this year?
No, they're still doing it that way.
The Auxiliary is, but I don't see the... okay,
that's 4153 FOE.
Okay. Just didn't see them listed as Eagles on that one. Okay, answers my question. Thank you.
I didn't really remember how it worked about what they did with their money. Weren't they supposed to come back to us, or when they do this, to show us or tell us what they did with their money, not what they might going to be do with their money?
It's my understanding that some of these things that where the charities do these kind of things, they're required as a part of their processing to provide a documentation, maybe not necessarily to us, but perhaps in their filings before the IRS.
Yeah, well, I mean, I would like, because the deal was always that the money was supposed to stay in Oceano, and I want to be sure that that continues to happen.
We can ask, as a part of this process, that the agencies provide that information of what they propose to do, and then within a certain specific time give us a report back as to what they actually did.
Okay, thank you.
Other comment or questions from the board?
Would you expect all of these agencies to again apply this year, Gina? Or do you know? Is it just up to them?
This year, for the first time, the fire marshal has already issued permits to these five entities in anticipation of their submitting applications.
Okay.
Very good. Comment or questions from the public on this item? Okay, hearing none, I'll bring it back to the board and look for a motion.
I move that we go ahead with the 2007 fireworks program permitting process as presented.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we move ahead with the 2007 fireworks program as presented. May I have a roll call, please, Gina?
Director
Mann?
Yes.
Director
Gall? Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director
Dean?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes. Item 8B, 2007 Fire Hazard Reduction Program, in consideration of OCSD Resolution 2007-6. This is consideration of the General Manager's recommendation to adopt Resolution 2007-6, declaring weeds on certain properties to be a public nuisance, to schedule a public hearing for protests on June 13, 2007 at 6:30 p.m. here at the district office in this room, and to direct staff to commence with mailing the notices.
President as to a program of action relating to the weed abatement program for the current year. As indicated in President Hill's comments, the property owners will have until June 13th of this year to clear their lots. Then the board would then request us as staff to provide a contractor to clear the lots for those that do not. You have a resolution in your packet 2007-06 which declare weeds on properties to be a nuisance. You have a corrected copy showing the appropriate president's name on there, and that has been made, and we would suggest that you schedule, follow the recommendations on the board, approve the calendar that's included in your packet showing all the dates for the actions to be taken, adopt the resolution 2007-06, schedule a public hearing for June 13th to hear any protest, and direct staff to commence with the mailings. This is fairly standard practices of what you've done from years past.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Any further comment or questions from the board?
I wanted to say something because I know this is standard. This is what we've done for years and years. And I'd like to maybe see that next year we include junk or rubbish or debris or those kinds of things for a once-a-year kind of cleanup. It does include flammable materials, trash in various areas, and I'm thinking it could be done under a resolution once a year, and then the properties leaned if they were not cleaned up. This seems to be a good time of year because we have the April cleanup. People know that they can get rid of much of their trash before then, but the weeds do not seem to be enough for us. I've tried to contact code enforcement for help with some of our trash and rubble and just the safety hazards that are and health hazards that are happening here in the community. I left a message twice, and I have not had a return call from one of those people. I even gave them my email address because sometimes I'm on the phone. So I'm thinking we're going to have to take charge of our own rubbish or, and our own code enforcement because we're not getting a lot of help from the county on this. So I'd like to see this expanded next year if possible. It may have to go to a committee for us to look at, but it seems like other entities, other communities are doing this, and maybe we should be looking at this for next year.
President Hill, could your staff perhaps make a comment on that suggestion?
Please do.
I think that would be something that would be good for next year, but what I would suggest instead, if with the board's approval, is to ask me to perhaps meet with some of the county staff and find out what the loggerheads are on working with some of the code enforcement issues here and make a start where you don't have to wait maybe till next year to get some of this done, and also to make sure that the proper agency with the right authorities and right responsibilities is doing the work. We do not have, as I know it, in any of our powers, code enforcement. So we have to be very careful about where we step, because we'll step in it. excuse me, but that's my humor, I guess. Anyway, I would prefer if you would refer these kind of actions back to me and let me kind of open some doors and see what I can find out. And perhaps talking staff to staff, I might be able to make some progress.
We very much appreciate the suggestion and noting that there are a couple of places that we could step in it where it may indeed be flammable.
With weed abatement.
we'll solicit your assistance with that. Any other comment from the board? Comments or questions from the public on this item? Mary?
Hi, Mary Luciano.
Mary, what, please?
Lucy, L-U-C-E-Y.
Thank you very much.
Sure. I see that over year after year, we focus a lot on the property owners on this project. And I've noticed that we kind of leave certain people, individuals, companies out of the loop when it comes to weed abatement. Like, I am just totally appalled that Bell Ridge, as you drive into our little town, that the weeds are up to here, you know, because that developer was not enforced on clearing those weeds out, even as they built that project. So could you please keep in mind when you're doing this that the property owners are fine, but there's more to this town than just, you know, small property owners. There's developers, there's farmer businesses, and not to mention the district's property itself. And that, and also, too, is if there's going to be any trees poisoned, I really think it needs to be discussed instead of this, the trees poisoned, and then we deal with trees being killed. And Caltrans, do we send a notice to Caltrans? Caltrans does not keep their highway clean in this town, I'm sorry. You know, and then last, but certainly not least, Parks and Recs. Their property lines are disgusting messes and fire hazards. In fact, at some points, it just comes right over the sidewalk, and you can't even tell there's a sidewalk under those weeds. So if they could be included in this abatement program, I think that'd make everything better, too. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. Any other public comment on this item? Okay, hearing none. Any further comment or discussion?
I have one more. I just remembered when I was walking the district, I ran across people who live along Elm Street, just where Oceano meets Arroyo Grande, and there's a ditch on the east side of Elm Street that people were complaining about the weeds. They said it looks terrible. They said, here is Arroyo Grande, it's all clean and neat, and then you hit Oceano and the weeds are in there and it looks bad. We really have to begin at home here. If those are our edges of our right-of-way or the ditches are ours or whoever they belong to, maybe it's the county, those need to be taken care of.
I think that drainage ditch belongs to the city of Arroyo Grande.
Part of it does, and then it belongs to us, or else they're only going to the line, the city line.
I've come recently to understand that the city of Arroyo Grande does have a parcel in the Oceano district boundaries that they use for drainage,
That's it.
I believe that's the location.
Yes, that is.
So maybe we need to talk with our neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Talking to neighbors is good. We also want to be good neighbors ourselves and make sure our water yards and our own district property is well maintained.
This last year, Jim and I, we had driven around Oceano and surveyed a lot of the lots after the weed abatement and our own property, you know, in front of our fire hydrants. We found major need for weed abatement, and that was done after we brought it to the board. But we need to look everywhere for weed abatement to make sure that our community is safe for the residents who live in it.
Okay, I guess with that, we'll look for a motion.
I move that we accept Resolution 2007-06, declaring weeds on certain properties to be a public nuisance, to schedule a public hearing for protest on June 13, 2007, at 6:30 p.m., and to direct staff to commence with mailing the notices.
Second.
Would you also approve the hazard reduction calendar included in your motion?
Yes, including the calendar.
Is that acceptable
second.
To the second? Okay, good. It's been moved and seconded that we proceed. Gina, may I have a roll call, please?
Director Mann?
Yes.
Vice President Lookout?
Yes.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director
yes.
Dahl?
Yes. Brings us to item 9A, utility items, cleaning and inspection of district sewer and water lines.
President Hill, before we go to that, could I was writing when I should have been listening. Who made the second?
Bill. Vice President Bookout.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Continuing on then with the continual disclosure of the emergency declared by the board after the December 2003, I believe, earthquake.
President Hill, this is simply on your item as it, an item on your agenda as it is every meeting, to continue this emergency action. Mm-hmm. I recommend you make a motion second to do so.
Any comment or questions from the public on this item? Hearing none, we'll look for a motion.
Make a motion to continue the disclosure of the emergency declared by the board.
Okay.
I would second that.
Okay, moved by Director Dahl and seconded by Director Dean to continue the declaration of emergency. Roll call, please, Gina.
Director Dahl?
Yes.
Director Dean?
Yes.
Vice President Bookout?
Yes.
Director Mann?
Yes.
President Hill?
Yes. Utility item 9B, repair to district well number 6. This is consideration of the general manager's recommendation to approve the bid specifications to repair well number 6 and schedule the bid opening for April 24th, 2007 at 2 p.m. in the district office.
Chairman Hill, it's my pleasure to report to you that before he hurt his eye, Phil was able to review this specification and discovered that there were some technical flaws with it. We would like to ask that this particular item be continued to the next meeting.
Table until the next meeting? Okay. We will table it until the next meeting. Brings us to item number 10A, Oceana Community Center Land and Water Conservation Funds Grant. Consideration of General Manager's recommendation to authorize signature of the grant application request for final funding. This item, if I recall, is a grant that has been in place for some time. Goes back to April 24th, 2002 and January 7th, 2003. And this, if I recall, is a final payment after all of the requirements have been met.
Yes. President Hill and members of the board, my understanding of the history of this is the board of the Oceana Community Services District has served as a pass-through agent as a part of the grant for this particular construction of the building, and as such we are the ones actually certifying the finances that have been provided for us by the organization that runs the facilities. What you have before you is a request to sign off on the last and final document that should conclude our relationship in this particular arrangement, and we'll wind up getting this particular project away from the Oceana Community Services District for other actions. Mm-hmm. We've recently received a copy of the audit, and we've also received these documents relating to that. We'd recommend that, before I get to that, one of the questions that was raised is whether there was needed for the board to take any action to allow me to certify as general manager the actions of this particular document. Gina was able to do the necessary research and discovered that the approval simply said general manager, whoever that person was. So there was no need, it wasn't based on name, nor should you have that in your documents as you do them. Because
okay.
So we'd recommend that you take action to approve this, authorizing the certification and sending off the last paperwork. And if there's any questions, we'll be happy to attempt to answer them or ask for staff of the community center to answer them.
And President Hill, I need to recuse myself. I live across the street from the community center.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I also live within 500 feet of the community center, so I am not able to participate in this. Thank you.
Okay.
We still have a quorum.
Recused directors have left the room. This project, as I understand it, includes the picnic and turf play areas, the outdoor stage and amphitheater and restroom facilities that a portion of the that the money was used respectively to fund. It's basically outdoor outdoor improvements, as I understand it. So is there any comment or questions from the public on this item? Hearing none. Comment or questions further from the board?
No.
Then I guess we'll look for a motion.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yes, Mary, come on up.
Was the scope of work fulfilled on this contract?
Yes.
So is there public bathrooms on this side for public use?
What it was the picnic and turf play areas, the outdoor stage, an amphitheater, and restrooms at the community center.
Right. And so is there outdoor restrooms, an amphitheater, an outdoor stage at the community center?
I believe the restrooms are actually inside. But yes.
Maybe we could ask Ms. Carey to
clarify.
Yes, please.
Yes, as a matter of fact, the restrooms are inside, but they're accessible by the public, and in fact, we have a major bus stop there, and we have a lot of people coming in and using the restroom.
Okay.
So those restrooms are open 24/7?
No, they're open during our regular hours of operation.
Oh, okay, thank you.
And actually, the purpose of them is to provide access for when people are using outdoor recreation.
Yeah, I understand that.
And we're always open if we're having outdoor recreation.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Barbara. Okay, then.
I move that we authorize the general manager to sign the grant application request for final funding.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. This says it's a voice vote item. Is that correct?
Can be.
All in favor? B is consideration of the Board of Directors travel and pay policy. The general manager's asked that I hold this off for two more weeks. If that's still the desire, I will do that and table this item.
Thank you.
Maybe this is something we can have the general manager work on as well.
I think my request to have it tabled was actually made so that I could have an opportunity to look at it and give my thoughts before we brought it back.
Okay.
Okay, it brings us to item 10C, consideration of a goal-setting meeting. General manager's recommendation to set Saturday, April 21st, 2007, as the Board of Directors goal-setting meeting to establish priorities for preparation of the 2007-2008 district budget.
Chairman, excuse me if I call you chairman, I'm used to that. Board President Hill and members of the board, it's time to begin the process to develop the 2007-2008 budget. As a part of that, we have had some general conversation about the need for a total board set goal setting with the hope that we will get some goals set not only for the board to take into consideration and the staff to take into consideration in preparing your coming year budget, but also to discuss perhaps general goals for the community and goals for the board themselves, goals for board members, goals for the board as a group. So we would suggest that this may take one, two, or even more of these sessions, and we'd certainly like to start one sometime in April. Staff has contacted the Mr. Crosby, who's the district's auditor, and he has indicated that he will get right after our audit as soon as he makes the federal government happy on April 16th. And so we will be needing to do something sometime in April as a first blush. I've always been thinking of some ways to put this together in terms of helping you work through the process of goal setting. And so I'm happy and feel comfortable doing that. I suggested April the 21st, but I've had some conversations with Mr. Dolly. He'd suggested that Saturdays are difficult for him because that's his heaviest work day. So I've been doing some thinking about alternates, and there are other alternate suggestions that we could do, which is to hold it on an off Wednesday night. I was suggesting Saturday other nights. I know this room is used a lot.
What about a Monday daytime?
For myself, I run a few businesses, which nighttime would work really good for me.
I'm relatively
our first goal is myself. To set a meeting date.
The Saturday would have been fine for me. A Monday would be okay for me for most of April, and Wednesday nights, other than the sanitation district meetings, would be all right also, I guess, or other. I'm relatively flexible.
Well, the sanitation district usually ends before 6:30. It would be kind of nice if we could maybe start something like at 5:30 and maybe have a little snack or something and kind of let everybody relax and feel comfortable. And I would suggest that this meeting is the board meeting. And while you would want to follow the law and take public comment before or after, I would suggest that while we hold the deliberations during the goal-setting period, that it is a board and staff goal-setting opportunity. Certainly we can listen to the public on any of this, and if we set a goal and want to do something, we would no doubt hear from the public a lot about it. But I would suggest that we somehow or other try to structure it in such a way that it's a dialogue between you as individuals and you as a group and us as a staff. Does that make any sense?
You're going to do it on Wednesdays, the first Wednesday of April? I'm not available on the 18th.
Do you expect this to last only an hour?
No.
Okay, well, if you're talking 5:30, the sanitation plant meets at 6, doesn't it? 6:30?
6 o'clock, I believe.
6 o'clock. So unless you're talking about a fifth Friday, or fifth Wednesday, I mean, which I don't think there is one next month.
No, but May 2nd would be close.
May 2nd is a Wednesday?
Yes.
Okay, well, again, if you're gonna do this at 5:30, somebody's on the sanitation plant meeting at 6 o'clock.
Okay. Is that the Wednesday that they meet? Is the
they
first?
They meet every other Wednesday that we don't meet.
The first and third they meet.
Wednesdays are bad.
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday.
Our first Monday evening, is that? Would that be available?
It doesn't matter to me.
How about a bonfire on the beach? It's available anytime. We just go down there, hot dogs, marshmallows, and bring the whole town down there.
The board's supposed to get something done, not get drunk.
No drinking.
What nights are Mondays used by other organizations?
The third Monday.
Why don't we suggest Monday, April 9th?
No.
Nope.
Supervisor Sargent's having a town hall meeting at the Elks at night.
Monday, April 16th?
What's that, the second Monday?
That'd be the third Monday.
That's the Monday that
OIA
is meeting here.
Oh, OAC, I'm sorry.
Somebody is. So, second Monday, what do you have for second Monday? Isn't that
That's the ninth.
What do you have for the first Monday?
The second.
April 2nd, that's not enough time to get anything for you guys to get together, right?
That's what I was being concerned about.
Okay, what about the fourth Monday?
23rd. Everybody nod this way?
Yeah.
Monday the 23rd.
Okay. 4:23:07.
Right.
At what time?
5:30.
Here in the boardroom.
Right. Wow, we had our first success.
Wow.
Okay, so I've got the fourth Monday, which is May 23rd, 5:30, here in the boardroom for goal setting initial meeting.
That's great. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Okay, brings us to item 11, reports of district representatives. I attended the sanitation district meeting on the 21st, which was a very short meeting. They basically, I think I was about 7 minutes late, and I missed half the meeting. And that half of it discussed the impacts on the creek.
This is our fourth meeting. We have one more meeting ahead of us, which is tomorrow night at 5:30 at the sheriff's station over here. We've been going over sale or lease of the dunes to the state parks. Right now it's kind of favoring sale. We've had voices from Oceano. The Oceano Improvement Association has spoken, and they have stated that they would prefer a lease. Our Depot Association has stated, and they would propose a lease. And I did not get a chance to attend the Oceano Advisory, but apparently they favor a lease. And in Oceano, the board, we have voted to and when we voted for the sale, we voted that the residents of Oceano would obtain $1 per vehicle for betterments of Oceano, and a lot of that would go to our Zone 1-1A. That's been talked about. It's not assured that that's something that we would get if the sale does go through. But our supervisor, Cacho, has represented that any money that does come from a sale to the state parks, he would see that would be used here in the South County and for the residents down here, not diversified outside of our community. I believe April 9th we have a town hall meeting at the Oceano Elks, and I believe it's April 16th or April 17th is Board of Supervisors. That's it.
Okay.
I hate to disagree with you, Bill, but I think Supervisor Sajjan said he would ask the other supervisors for the money to be in the Five Cities area.
Well,
he didn't guarantee that.
Not guarantee, but as our supervisor in the South County, he's representing us here.
Yes.
I believe that's what I meant.
But. As he reminds us, he's only one vote, and it takes four.
He's only one vote, and the other supervisors, I'm sure, are going to want money in their district also. Is it my turn?
Yes, Vern.
Okay. A lease over a sale. Since there's been additional information that's come out since that vote was taken. And if that's okay with the rest of us, could we get that on an agenda?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. We'll get it in.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, something that should... The sale of that doesn't have anything to do with the alternative access, but, you know, I think there should be some conditions on there that alternative accesses are looked at for Oceano within Oceano, if we do bring us back to the board.
I guess it should be an open discussion on anything associated with it, I would think. Okay. In addition, the town hall meeting at the Elks was announced for April 9th with Cacho. And we also are going to be sending out a letter to the county to talk to, asking to talk about alleyways and within the community. There's Old Wands is wanting to pave the parking. Pave the lot out in front for parking, and that was came before the committee, and the committee approved one of the or supported one of the conceptions of the parking layout. And then we also had a presentation from the county from Mark Hutchinson within the county public works. And we're evidently one of the first, or the first organization to get this presentation. It's a presentation we should probably ask to be given here. It's some major legislation that's going to affect all of us, both as a district and individually within the community. This is some mandates coming down from the federal government about stormwater management. You've got a briefing, somewhat of a briefing system, which includes all the way down to the gutters in front of your houses and those type of things. So, this mandate is put into effect, has passed down from the federal government. The state has now passed down what they're requiring the county and individual agencies to do. And the county is going to have to put together several things. And we have, since we have two basins, we're going to have to put together plans to deal with this. And what they're trying to accomplish is to regulate contributions of pollutants to the storm sewer system or storm drain system. Let me see if I can find it. So there's going to be an ordinance coming down. This ordinance will come down first of July, and it'll be going on for 1 year before they start fining people for it. But then they will be starting to give out fines, and if they don't start fining people, then the county is going to get fined $10,000 a day for not fining people for contributing to the pollutants to the storm system. I'm looking for the... Okay. There's a lot of stuff. Okay, right now they've got a technical team formed that was formed in February. Public information meetings are going on now, which is the one that we got at the Oceano Advisory Committee, and hopefully we can get it here at the district. And that will go on through June. The draft ordinance will hit in May. The Board of Supervisors will have a hearing on it in June, and the ordinance will become effective in July 1st of 07. And the federal government has made certain things exceptions to what can go into the storm system, and those exceptions coming from the federal government are water line flushing, landscape irrigation, diverted stream flow, or street washing water. But then the state got a hold of that, and they go, well, there's certain chlorines and things that are put into the into our water system when we purify our water. So any water line flushing and landscape irrigation, has been fertilized and that type of thing. So then you got fertilizers washing in. So none of those things are now allowable for California, which has taken it down to the only thing allowable to go into stormwater drains, which is your sidewalk gutter, and all the way down to your rivers, is basically the water they put on a fire to put a fire out by the fire department, and anything that has been permitted by the state,
or county,
valid county permits. So you're looking at some major legislation here, and you're also looking at some expense to control it or to manage this. So we're going to have to see if I can find the things we're going to have to do here. You gave us a whole bunch of
Well, I think the ordinance itself is kind of scary.
Yeah.
Because that says effectively prohibit through ordinance or other regulatory mechanisms non-stormwater discharges into the storm sewer system and implement appropriate enforcement procedures and actions.
Yeah, it says appropriate enforcement procedures and actions that is going to get expensive. We're going to have to develop some kind of a plan here. I'm going to have to go from the, I don't find it in my notes, so I'm going to have to go from the top of my head. We're going to have to develop some plans to manage it. We're going to have to develop some public education process in there. And with, you know, several other things within this as well, we've got to consider that we have no jurisdiction over this. So we have no funding for this. We have no funding source. So this is a dilemma that we're also in. We have basically two drainage basins that bring us into this requirement. One is, we also have the one out here that the parking lot from the sheriff's office drains into. And that is not something that is being has anything going into other than from our own property here. So that might be something that we can get some, might have a loophole out on this, something we can check into. But that's basically the gist of what's going on. It's going to mean that people at home, if they're washing their car, water can't go out in the street. If you're watering your lawn, it can't go out in the street. These will all be, come July 1, 08, will all be finable offenses. So those are the things that that we're looking at coming down the pike.
Bill, I can see you have a great opportunity for everybody to get rid of their grass, put stones in their yards. If they can't water their lawn and let it go to the
idea.
Street.
It's a good idea.
You can make a fortune, Bill.
You can make it a water conservation program also.
Cactus and succulents with stones.
Right. That's all I have.
Okay, Vern. Pamela?
I attended Zone 3 in Jim's Place, and that was on 3/15/07. One of the big items of discussion was the March 2nd spill of coagulants. They had a broken valve that was in a closed position. So the valve was in the closed position. There was an internal part broken, and it released the coagulants to the floor, to the sludge pond, and ultimately to the creek. There were six or seven, they called them salmonoids. We don't know what kind of fish they were, and 25 suckers that were killed. Those went to Fish and Game in Sacramento for analysis. The problem is, the scary thing is, there are possible fines associated with this. In the worst case, I will tell you what the worst case is. From Fish and Game, it could be a single event, is $15,000 each fish. From the endangered species, Fish and Wildlife, it's $25,000 each fish. Is due to be turning on the plant May 15th. Middle of June, they're going to process water through there. So we're almost at the end. Too bad we had to have this spill just before the plant came online. The lake level is at 82%. Considering the lack of rain, we're doing well there. And I asked while I was there, I wanted to know the cost of our water. So Lopez water cost per acre foot is $1,088. It includes our debt repayment on the water treatment plant and the Lopez Dam retrofit. State water costs us $1,075. It includes our wheeling charges and a 5% buffer. So they're almost equal now. I remember a time when state water was so expensive, and they said, oh my gosh, we'll never be able to get water cheap. This is too expensive, and it's unfortunate now we're equal. So that was Zone 3. Zone 11A, that meeting was 3:20. There's a lot going on. So we have 5,000 feet of the north levee have been raised, 1 to 2 feet. That's from the railroad crossing to the Highway 1 bridge. That was completed March 15th, and the cost was $100,000. The cost was a little more than we expected because we did a lot more work out there. We talked about the 1959 NRCS agreement coming to an end. It's a 50-year life for maintenance of the levee, and it means it's a problem for us because especially for Zone 11A, we've been working with them for a long time. They've been, they would be a help with our environmental studies that we have to do. So this is a problem, and we're seeing how it will be carried on. Also, the MOU for the watershed area, and that's throughout the whole of Arroyo Grande Creek, is in for legal review with the county. And the big thing for vegetation management in the creek is that at least one CCC, Civilian Conservation Corps member, must have training in recognizing and be aware of the red-legged hawk levee. They will be 22nd, both north and south levee on the east side and the north side of the levee on the west side. This is to stop vehicle traffic. I guess the motorcycles are racing up and down the levees, and we just have brand new, beautiful raised levees, and they don't need to be demolished. It will also stop the dumping. Commander Basti was there at the meeting. He will be enforcing these new, the new no trespassing rules of closure, and he'll be looking at camping and no vehicles on the levee. It is, the levees are privately owned. There are, so you're not even supposed to walk on the levees. Other people have not had a lot of problem with walking on the levees. The farmers have just said they don't mind it that much. They do have a problem with the dogs. So clean up after your dogs when you're walking on the levees, please. We have new membership rules. We have 7 members, 3 alternates. Majority of the members are to own parcels greater than 4 acres. And that position may be considered vacant if anyone fails to attend 4 consecutive meetings. So that was it for the Zone 11A. And the Personnel Committee meeting is quick and fast, and we had Arnie at that meeting. The good news is that Norm Getty has been interviewing people for the professional staff part of our interview panel. He, Kevin Rice has agreed to be on the panel, Bob Peralt and John Wallace. Arnie suggested that we contact the human resources people at Vandenberg Air Force Base, so we'll be doing that. The bad news is that our advertising is kind of didn't get where it was supposed to go. So we have a jobs available advertisement that went into a supplement instead of the regular magazine. The CSDA website didn't get on until 2 weeks later, and I don't even know if it's, I haven't seen it yet to be sure that it's on there now. So we kind of got a late start. A lot of jobs were out there being advertised and posted, so we may have to consider what to do at the next meeting. And I think that's it for now.
Chair Hill, could I just do a little follow-up report on that? Gina and I talked shortly after in timely fashion, so we did kind of maybe shore up that little problem already.
Good. Thank you. And that's it.
Okay. Barbara, do you have anything else right now?
I don't have any.
I've asked Barbara to fill in for me at the fire committee going forward at least through June because I'm going to have power plant considerations and so forth. So, Barbara, if you would please
filling in for me at the fire committee. I very much appreciate it. Okay, brings us any public comment or questions on the director's reports? Brings us to item number 12, board member items for discussion. Again, Vern?
No, I have nothing at this time.
Barbara?
Okay, I received a letter from a resident in Oceana where she's very concerned about vehicles parked on the street and left there for 2.5 months that's full of junk. And if anybody says anything, it moves up one wheel turn enough so that they don't haul it away. So I will contact the appropriate people and see if something can't be done about it. When people notice that, I know they tend to come to board members or write us letters about these things, and these are not these are things we don't have any jurisdiction over, but perhaps when we place a call, sometimes we can get to the right person to get some help for them. So we will be addressing this lady, or I will be trying to help this lady. She lives on North Swing near the lagoon in that area.
I appreciate that. Following on Pamela's comment earlier about code enforcement, I've also been approached by some residents asking about apparently flammable materials and other things on properties that may have been a problem for code enforcement, and if we can kind of get staff to look into coordinating that, I think that would be an improvement. I also didn't hear anything back from code enforcement, although I did talk to someone there initially, but I didn't get any follow-up from them. I myself have talked to an individual in our community that has had a concern with a trailer stored on the railroad property at Caddy Corner.
In any meaningful way, it has been my past experience. Many years of working in Grover, we had many railroad issues, and the only time that I know they showed up is when we had the Grover Beach Beautification Committee go down there to clean up their right-of-way, and they came down and threatened to arrest them. That's the only contact we had with railroad people. So, I would make an attempt if you want, Bill, but I'm wasting valuable district time on an impossible task.
I can help you. I have a person to email. He doesn't answer his phone. I can email him and see what he can do if you want to give me the information.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah, good luck.
The other one, I'm sensitive to Vern's comment on the consideration of lease versus sale for the Dune property. And I think it's good that we put that on a subsequent agenda. That, again, my concern would be that we get some kind of funding source going forward, whether it be either a lease or a sale. And I'm sympathetic also to your concern that, although the property being discussed is in Oceana, we're starting to hear, you know, five cities and South County and other potential dissipation of any potential revenue for that. And I think we need to hopefully get something established to where we can have a revenue source going forward.
Tomorrow night is the last little meeting next door, and then Kacha's having his town hall.
Town
so
hall.
You're not going to be back here again, are you?
No.
Before those meetings.
You're not going to be back before April 9th, no.
Right.
But I'm certain that the town hall meeting will not be the end-all solution to this issue also.
No, right.
Yeah, it'll have to go to the Board of Supervisors ultimately.
But just one staff comment is that the only way that you're truly going to get a handle on the money is if you have some formal agreement arranged to before the action is taken. Mm-hmm. Because once the money goes into the county general funds, it's fair game.
Yeah, we don't want it to ever go anywhere near there.
Yeah. Well, now's the time to get that settled.
But I don't think they can't consider it, though, until April 17th. He could maybe lobby one other person, but he couldn't lobby all four.
I understand.
And one of the friends from Oceano Dunes, that looks out for the dunes, mentioned that in his presentation that our Oceano-specific plan states that we do not want beach traffic on the beach, and that's in our specific plan, which is kind of unusual because that's always been part of Oceano and has benefited Oceano, you know, for the longevity of Oceano. And so there's other issues that need to be addressed here. I don't think that's what we want the community to think, is that we don't want people entering the beach through our community. We do, and that's good for our community.
Okay. Any public comment or at this point on the board member discussion items?
I missed so many meetings, I just have to catch up. You know, I have to go back to the spillage in AG and down the creek. You know, I'm used to Pismo Heights rolling their sewer down the hill every once in a while and getting away with it. But when I heard that the community had gone and reported this leak, and they had gone out and not found it right, and then when it was out of control, then they saw the grease bubbling up, right? You know, I think to myself, that there's a problem in communication there. Because if people who live in the area can say, hey, look, that's leaking, and then the city come out and say, we can't see it, you know? I mean, so maybe they could talk about, like, policy on how people communicate with the public. Because definitely, you know, the wires didn't get crossed and a lot of damage occurred. But also, too, is that, you know, that stuff keeps moving downstream. And it ends up in our bay. It ends up here in Oceano. You know, when it rolls down from Pismo Heights, it ends up in Oceano. So I think it's more of a problem for us than it is where the actual spill occurs. So, you know, in the zone 1-1A or the three people or whoever, you know, the sewer department, maybe there could be a policy on, if somebody reports a spill and you can't find it, go get that person and have them what's wrong with water in the dirt. You know, so I think we could be in trouble there too. But if you could just deal with the policy and communicating with the public where the leaks are, that would really be appreciated.
One little follow-up on that. Mary Lucy, it's not just gutters with sidewalks, but it's any water washing way in anywhere the water will run. So it applies to everybody's place right off of their property line. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not just if you've got a sidewalk. It's everybody. And I don't have one either. So, you know. It's,
and it could potentially be quite expensive from what I'm understanding.
It's going to be quite expensive, just the management of it.
Right.
President Jim, if there are no other comments, I have a couple items, just housekeeping, that I'd like to share this time. First of all, if you remember the note I sent you about the invitation from SLOCOG attending the meeting tomorrow relating to the Visioning 2050 plan, and they wanted at least one, two, or more board members to attend the meeting at Spyglass tomorrow, and I asked you each to let me know if you wanted to go. Remember, Dahl has indicated a willingness to go, and remember Bookout, and if anybody else also.
That's at 12 o'clock noon, right?
Like,
12 o'clock noon.
Okay.
I would be unable to attend, Barbara. Do you?
No, I have another commitment tomorrow.
Okay, I'm sure that will be fine in representation. And we'll hear, actually what they're going to talk to us about is their plans for a May 19th workshop. And so it will be very interesting. So, very good. And the other thing is the issue of the stormwater that we keep talking around tonight. And I would like to have the board direct me to bring this back with Mr. Hutchinson present. The Oceano Improvement Association asked me to follow up on some actions, and then suddenly it dawned on me they really ought to have those actions sanctioned by the board of directors that I work for. So I think it would be good if we can get Mr. Hutchinson to come here. We have some other issues relating to this that I've recently found out about, and some things we need to do. And you're right, this could get very expensive. Could get very complex in terms of negotiations to get rid of these drainage basins. I'm not holding a lot of hope for that, but it also might be a way to provide us to bootstrap with the county or some of the other areas to do
overload issues there. I did manage to go through the warrants. I don't know if anyone else...
Yeah, I've signed all the... I'll need to recuse myself on the Kirk and Seamus.
Okay. Julie, are you able to look through the warrants?
Yeah.
Okay. And Pamela?
Yes.
Okay, then I guess we would look for a motion to approve holding out the Kirk and Seamus warrant.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and second to approve the warrants, holding out the warrants to Kirk and Seamus. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Passes unanimously. Then I would look for a motion for the Kirk and Seamus warrants.
I guess we ought to pay the lawyer. I so move.
Okay.
I second that.
Been moved and seconded to pay Kirk and Seamus. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Recused?
One.
Okay, it passes 4-0 with one recused. Brings us to item number 14, public comment. Any member of the public again may address the board on any item of interest within our jurisdiction. The board will listen to all communications. However, in compliance with the Brown Act, the board cannot act on items not on the agenda. Would anyone like to make a comment to the board at this time? Barbara?
Hi, Barbara Carey, Oceano Community Center, and I'd like to thank your board for your action tonight, and also to let you know that we're having our 6th annual Day of the Child on April 22nd from 2 to 4 in the afternoon, and you're all invited. And it's a really fun day. This is our 6th year, and it's actually sponsored now by the Oceano Youth Coalition, but we'll have a bounce house and fun and games and food. It's really a great day. So it's the 22nd, a Sunday, from 2 to 4. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
This is something the public's all invited to?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Great. At the community center.
Any other public comment?
Hi,
Dave.
Chairman Hill and board members. My name is David Eckbaum. I live in the community, not in the district, but we're all in the same community here. A couple things. First, I wanted to congratulate you on your choice for an interim manager. I think that was a very wise choice, and he'll be very beneficial to you. The second, a fan club. The second was a main source of recreation. I'm one of them. I'm in your community, and I'm down there quite a bit, and I see a lot of familiar faces down there. So it's a lot of locals that use that as our primary recreational source here. We're on the beach. We're back in the dunes quite a bit. And so I'm just hoping that whether it's supporting the sale that brings money into the county, or if it's another 50-year lease or some way, whatever support it takes to keep the existing uses that are there, and that includes the use of the 1,500 acres that's the subject you're all talking about now. So please provide a united front and hopefully encourage your cities around you to do the same so we can all get over this danger, I think. I think there's a real danger of closing down some of the dunes. I think it will affect the rest of the dunes, and then it will affect the beach camping, and it will affect the entire area very dramatically. So it's very important for us. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
I might add just one thing. The three cities, along with Oceano, all voted to support the sale of the dunes.
Mm-hmm. But that was done earlier in the process, isn't it?
No, that was done last week, wasn't it?
They still support the sale.
The sale over the lease? Or? Mm-hmm.
They still support the sale over the lease.
The three cities in Oceano said sale. Oceano Advisory and Oceano Improvement said lease. But there's... And the other people, God, who knows what they said. I can't...
That's it. The Oceano Advisory in the depot.
Yeah, in the depot.
I know there's been support for a lease, which was not originally on the table when we made our vote. I don't particularly have any preference whether I don't have anything against a lease. Let me say that, even though we voted technically to support a sale, but I think that'll come up in our next agenda.
I think the cities and the Oceano Depot Advisory Committee and OIA all, whether it's sale or lease, are all on the same.
And then there was a lot of confusion at the beginning whether whether the sale would keep it open and the lease would not, and a lot of confusion in that area as well. And I think there's a lot of people thinking that if it hit a lease, that the beach would not stay open, and which is why the sale was supported in the early, at the early point, early time in the discussions.
When this was originally leased to the state parks about 1982, there was supposed, at that time, I believe they were supposed to have done an alternative access than the ones currently used. And there's been discussion with that, and that brings up a lot of issues in our community with alternative access. This is something that needs to stay in the Five Cities community. The state parks owns the Oso Flacco property, and they also own a very large farm field, which they currently have leased out in front of Oso Flacco. And if they choose to, that used to be an entrance down there. If the state parks was to choose to reuse that area down there and enter the beach, they would have to probably move snowy plover habitat, but that would devastate the Five Cities and our economy here with an alternative access way south of what we currently have, especially when we have Grover Beach, a great access there. We have Oceano currently with an access, but alternative access, there is Smith Street or Surf Street, which is one possible area here in Oceano which would be better than using Pier. It's a paper street. And then there's also the Creek Road, which would possibly go out towards over the levee and out to the Sand and Surf Park, which could possibly be used as an access. But we need this in our community. We need the off-road vehicles use of the dunes as it has been for the last 100-plus years.
Any other public comment? Okay, with that, is there any written communication? No written communication? Okay, in that case, we're adjourned.
Yeah, what's as good as book out?